理课堂听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Steve and with me is Hazel. Now today, if you like animals, I think you're going to like today's lesson.
Well, I like animals and I love pets. I've had quite a few pets over the years, so I'm anxious to find out what today's lesson is about.
Well, actually, we're going to be talking about a place that has lots of pets and lots of love for those pets. It's called A Home for All. Please join us on page 36 for the reading.
A Home for All. Someone rescued Modesta the cat from the top of a power pole. Noodles the pig was abandoned by her family when they moved away. Buttons the bunny nearly lost his life in a woodpile fire. These three and countless others like them have found a home at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. There, abandoned and abused animals can live until someone gives them a home. If no one does, they can stay forever. No animal is turned away. About 1,500 animals live there at any one time. Each one is given a name.
Well, friends, our title is A Home for All. At Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, homeless animals live happily ever after. Now, first of all, at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, there's an animal sanctuary in the United States. It's in the western part of the United States. First of all, what is an animal sanctuary, Hazel?
Well, a sanctuary is a safe place for something or someone. So an animal sanctuary would be a safe place where animals can live.
Okay. I think one of the reasons they called it Best Friends, in English we have a phrase, a dog is a man's best friend. It's a very, very famous phrase, and I think perhaps they use that phrase in their title or in the name of their sanctuary. Why is a dog or any animal your best friend? Why is it a human's best friend?
Well, some people enjoy having pets. Sometimes they can tell secrets to pets or just enjoy their company. And so, in a way, a pet can be a very good friend. Sometimes it could be your best friend.
Yeah, I agree. I think some people would say that animals, particularly dogs, are very loyal, right? No matter how the owner behaves or acts, the dog is always there, very loyal, very friendly. Well, we move on. It says, homeless animals can live happily ever after. And that's also another very famous phrase in English.
To live happily ever after is a phrase we sometimes read in children's stories. If the book has a happy ending, we say the people lived happily ever after.
Well, in today's story, we're going to see that this is a happy story, and it does have a happy ending. In the text, we read, someone rescued Modesta the cat from the top of a power pole. Now we're talking about animals that are in danger, and that's what happened. Someone rescued an animal from a power pole.
So they saved this cat, and the cat's name is Modesta. Apparently this cat was on the top of a power pole or an electric pole. Sometimes you can call that a utility pole.
Right. Those are the poles you'll see on the street that hold the wires, that hold electrical wires. Cats love to climb on things. Sometimes they'll climb up a tree. Sometimes they'll climb up a pole, and they'll get stuck, and they don't know how to come down, and they'll cry, and they'll meow a lot. Someone needs to rescue them. Well, that's what happened. Modesta the cat was rescued. Noodles the pig, we read, was abandoned by her family when they moved away.
So if something is abandoned, it's left behind. Somebody doesn't want it anymore. Poor Noodles the pig. I guess her family moved and left her without a home.
Maybe the family couldn't take care of it anymore. Maybe the place they were moving to wouldn't allow pigs to live there. Pigs as a pet, that's very unusual, but it's becoming more and more common, isn't it, Hazel?
Yes, it is. I've seen a few pet pigs in the area, actually.
Right. Even in the United States, I have some friends now who have pigs as pets. It's strange at first, but apparently they're very obedient.
And pigs are very smart, too. Well, let's talk about another animal. We'll talk about a bunny rabbit next, and this little bunny's name is Buttons. And he was almost killed in a fire.
He was in a wood pile, a big pile of wood, and it was on fire. Apparently, someone found the bunny named Buttons and rescued it and saved its life.
So when you talk about losing your life in a fire or in an accident, it means that you're killed, or the bunny was almost killed in this fire.
Okay, line five we see, these three animals and countless others like them have found a home at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. So these are three of the animals that have gone to Best Friends Sanctuary, but there are countless others, and we'll learn later just how many there are.
When you say the word countless, it doesn't always mean that there are too many to count, but it just means there are very many, quite a few, probably more than you would want to count.
Well, it's interesting here. The author says the animals have found a home as if they were actively pursuing, looking for a home, but that's not the case. Actually, the animals were more passive, and it was people helping them find a home. So it's not really accurate to say the animals found a home, but that's just the way we say it in English, they found a home.
So you could say that a home was found for these animals.
Okay.
And now they have a safe place to stay.
Right. They're welcomed, they're safe, they have love, and this is the place where the animals can go for sanctuary. There, abandoned and abused animals can live until someone gives them a home. Now, sometimes these animals are abused. They're mistreated.
And an animal that has been harmed or injured or abused can stay at this sanctuary until they can find another place to live.
Well, if no one wants to take these animals in, they can stay forever. The animals can stay at this place until they die.
No animal is turned away. Every animal that comes is accepted by the Best Friend Sanctuary.
Okay, turned away means to be refused entrance. An animal that comes to the sanctuary will be welcomed, definitely. There's no question. The animal will not be turned away. Let's look at this phrase, turned away, in today's skit.
Hey, Daddy, look at the cute animal.
That's nice, Junior.
Daddy, I think the animal's lonely. Can we take it home?
Well, I think you might be right. It might be lonely, but we can't take it home, Junior.
But, Daddy, I think it's important to take care of animals. Please don't turn the animal away.
No, we can't keep it, son. We can't take it home. We can't keep every animal that we see in the park?
But, Daddy, I want to help the animal. I think the animal's lonely. Please don't turn it away.
I'm sorry, son. I know it's important to take care of animals, but we just can't do it.
Oh, Daddy, I really want to help this animal. Please don't turn him away.
Well, we can't keep it, son. We're going to have to turn it away.
But, Daddy...
We're not keeping it, Junior.
But, Daddy, why?
Because it's a bear!
Well, Daddy, I know it's a bear. Hi, Mr. Bear.
Well, we learn in line 11 the countless numbers of animals at the sanctuary. Actually, 1,500 animals can be found there at any time.
So different animals are probably there. Some come and then some leave, but there are about 1,500 that are usually there.
What I like, Hazel, is that each animal is given a name. In a place like this with so many animals, you think it would be easy to give the animals maybe just a number, but they're given a name, and that shows that the people really care for these animals.
Right. We've already met Noodles, and we've already met Buttons. Now maybe we should meet Ken and Rachel.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ken. So, Rachel, are you an animal lover?
Not really, but I am glad to see that these homeless animals have a place to live happily ever after.
Now, I remember we learned this word homeless before, and we used it as a noun, the homeless. Can we use the homeless here to describe these homeless animals?
No, we often use an adjective as a noun to describe a group of people that have the same characteristic. But you can only apply that to people, not animals. So the homeless as a noun only describes the homeless people.
Homeless 字面上是无家的，那如果在前面加一个定冠词 the homeless 当作名词用，指的是无家可归的人、游民，叫做 the homeless。那这个用法呢，只能够用在人身上。今天这一课讲的 homeless animals 是流浪动物，所以并不能够用 the homeless 来、形容。其实流浪动物可以用另外一个字 stray, S-T-R-A-Y。Can you give some other examples of these adjectives that are used as nouns?
Sure. We often talk about the rich, the poor, or the elderly, and those describe a collective group of people.
Now, if these words are used as collectives, should I use a singular or plural verb with them?
Good question. You should still use a plural verb with these. So you would say, the poor are in need of money.Or, the elderly don't have the money.
所以这些能够当名词用的形容词指的是一群人、哦、所以呢它的动词必须要用复数的动词比如说 the homeless are poor, the rich don't need to work.
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
The capital of Utah is named after a famous lake. What is the capital of Utah? The capital of Utah is named after a famous lake. What is the capital of Utah? Salt Lake City. In fact, Salt Lake City is named after the Great Salt Lake, which is the saltiest lake in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, we're talking today about Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and perhaps you'd like to know more information about this place. Where is it, and how did it get started?
And what kind of people work there? Well, join us on page 37 for the reading.
A Home for All. In the early 1980s, a group of animal lovers purchased 3,000 acres outside the town of Kanab, Utah. They named the land Angel Canyon and built Best Friends Animal Sanctuary there. Besides their own 3,000 acres of land, the group leases 30,000 acres of government land. This makes the sanctuary almost twice the size of Hong Kong Island. Most of the residents are dogs and cats.But horses, pigs, bunnies, birds, goats, and other animals also find homes there. Over 200 employees feed and care for animals and work hard to get them adopted.
Well, I'm just looking at the pictures here on page 37 of these cats, and they're just so cute.
You're a cat lover, aren't you, Steve?
I do love cats, but I like dogs as well. Well, we're going to get into the history now of the sanctuary. We see in the early 1980s, a group of animal lovers purchased 3,000 acres outside the town of Kanab, Utah. Now, Utah is a state in the United States. It's in the western part, near the Rocky Mountains. In fact, the Rocky Mountains run through Utah, so it has some very beautiful scenery.
And it says that animal lovers purchased these acres, 3,000 acres. You can be an animal lover, you can be a horse lover, a pet lover, a cat lover. So whatever you love, you can add that to the word of what you love. Cat lover, dog lover, food lover.
Right. Now, acres is just a term to describe the land area. It's a measure word used in the United States to signify how much land there is.
And 3,000 acres, that's quite a bit of land. And they named this area Angel Canyon.
Okay, the people who bought the land, they named it Angel Canyon and built Best Friend's Animal Sanctuary there. I think they chose the name Angel for one good reason, don't you, Hazel?
Well, maybe so. Sometimes when someone really helps us out, we say, oh, you're such an angel. So perhaps Angel Canyon is an area where all these pets that are unwanted or homeless can be helped. Angel Canyon.
Okay, good. Canyon, of course, is a valley, a very steep valley carved into the ground by a river. It's very narrow, and the walls of the canyon are very steep.
Well, not only did these animal lovers buy 3,000 acres, but they also rent or lease more land than that.
Okay, in line 7, we see that the group leases 30,000 acres of government land. So in addition to the 3,000 acres, they added 30,000 acres, which they lease. Now, a lease is, as you said, Hazel, it's like renting. It's with a contract, and they probably give the government some money to rent that land. Probably not a lot of money, though.
Sometimes government land can be rented at a very inexpensive rate, so we don't know how much they pay for their lease, but they do lease quite a bit of land, and it's not private land. You have land that's owned by people or perhaps small companies, and that would be private land. But government land is different than that. It's owned by the national government.
Okay. The word lease we can use also when we lease a car, we lease a house, and we lease land. It's like renting. Well, this makes the sanctuary almost twice the size of Hong Kong Island. So if you're wondering what 33,000 acres is like, how big is this land? It's almost twice the size or two times the size of Hong Kong Island.
That is a lot of land. Utah is a big state, and it's not a very crowded state. And so they have twice the land that you would find on Hong Kong Island. That's amazing.
Sounds like there's plenty of room for these animals to play around. Well, in line 11, we go on to read, most of the residents are dogs and cats. Of course, those are the most popular pets in the United States. If you have a pet, most likely it'll be a dog or a cat.
And when you talk about residents, you're talking about the people, or in this case, the animals, that live somewhere. You can think of the word reside, R-E-S-I-D-E, and that means to live somewhere. So you can reside, that's the verb, and if you reside somewhere, you are the resident.
Okay, don't confuse this with the word residence, which has the ending E-N-C-E. That's a noun as well, and that means your home, okay? But not only are there dogs and cats, there are horses, pigs, bunnies, birds, goats, and other animals that find homes there. So not just dogs and cats, but all kinds of animals.
So you have 1,500 animals, countless animals. I guess it takes a lot of people to take care of these animals.
It sure does. In fact, it says over 200 people work here to take care of these animals. They feed and care for the animals and work hard to get them adopted. Now, I did the math, and it turns out to be almost 8 animals per employee.
Wow, okay. So you have all these people taking care of animals, and they do other work, too. Part of their work is trying to find homes for these animals.
Right. They want other people to take them home. And that's what adopted means, is when you take somebody home. Usually we use it when we're talking about a child. You adopt a child, you take it into your family and make it part of your own family.
Right. So we've learned some of the history about Best Friend's Pet Sanctuary, and I think we'll learn more next time.
Right. So let's visit Michelle right now for some language tips. And then we'll be back with the remainder of our lesson.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个我们来看的是 abuse 这个动词。注意当它当动词的时候 ,se 是发 z 的音念成 abuse。abuse 在这里是指虐待可以用被动式。例如 ,those children were physically abused at their homes. 那些孩子在家中被父母毒打虐待。abuse 也可以当名词意思就是虐待。这个时候字尾的 se 的音是发 s 的音念成 abuse。例如 ,child abuse 就是指虐待儿童。继续我们看 ,turn someone away 这个动词片语。Turn someone away 在这里是指赶走某人不让他进来。例如 ,the shelters were full, so many of the homeless were turned away. 收容所客满了许多无家可归的人都被赶走了。注意受死如果是代名词的话就放在 turn 还有 away 的中间。例如 ,there's no way to turn him away. 要赶走他是不可能的。最后我们看 lease 这个动词。Lease 可以指出租给人家或者是向人家租借在这里是指向人家租借 Lease 和 rent 大致是一样的但是 lease 一般都有签订正式的合约说明租用的时间例如 Sam decided to lease this apartment for 2 years Sam 决定要租这栋公寓2年的时间 And we will never turn you away from studio classroom But it is time for us to say goodbye See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The power poles keep the power lines off the ground. Abuse. Those children were abused at home. Their father often hit them. Turn someone away.The concert hall was so full, many people were turned away at the door. Lease. If you can't afford to buy a new car, you could simply lease one for a couple years. Adopt. Mark and Sylvia adopted a little boy whose parents died.A home for all. Someone rescued Modesta the cat from the top of a power pole. Noodles the pig was abandoned by her family when they moved away. Buttons the bunny nearly lost his life in a woodpile fire. These three and countless others like them have found a home at Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. There,Abandoned and abused animals can live until someone gives them a home. If no one does, they can stay forever. No animal is turned away. About 1,500 animals live there at any one time. Each one is given a name. In the early 1980s, a group of animal lovers purchased 3,000 acres outside the town of Kanab, Utah. They named the landAngel Canyon, and built Best Friends Animal Sanctuary there. Besides their own 3,000 acres of land, the group leases 30,000 acres of government land. This makes the sanctuary almost twice the size of Hong Kong Island. Most of the residents are dogs and cats, but horses, pigs, bunnies, birds, goats, and other animals also find homes there.Over 200 employees feed and care for animals and work hard to get them adopted.
Well, I happen to know that Hazel has a big heart for animals, and you've even taken a few into your home, haven't you, Hazel?
Yes, I have. I've taken several dogs into my home.
Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Join us again next time for more of A Home for All. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.